crucial.
This is meeting, and if we speak about religion, we are grateful. So please.
Motivical group, Botanical group, and Dabshaka group. I will talk about the relationship of these three groups. So, here my ground. In section one, I briefly recall what is Motivical group, and section two, I will recall Botanical group and state my theorem in F1. And in section 3, I will talk about double-shackle group. And I will explain my results on the relationship between protonic algebra group and double-shackle group. Okay, so I have today's my book in two papers. And I have a paper here, so if we want, we can take it here. So let me explain, start. What is if you have it? So, in section one, I will explain about the definition of motivic algebra. I will very briefly recall the definition of motivic algebra. I think it's very briefly.
This is just a category of
way to associate cohomology with this variety. The easiest one might be, just one second, see this, this is a topological space. So, with a very easy way, you can associate singular cohomology or base cohomology. This is just a cube vector space. You can get a map. And functor, contravariant functor for variety to vector space. Right? This is the one way. This is called base cohomological functor. There's another way to associate vector space, for example, by taking a null cohomology. In that case, you can get, you just consider a null cohomology. This is defined for whole prime number L. We can also associate for its variety pure vector space. This is called entire cohomology functors. You can also have a map to say category C vector space by taking the round cohomology. There are several cohomological functors. Right? And okay. So one of the main difference of this category and the forming category is that this category is just a category of vector space. So you can consider the dual, right? And say, and actually you have also Poincaré derivative of QNS decomposition here, right? But the category variety itself is not normally linear. So normally for any variety you cannot consider dual, right? It's almost crazy. For example, Abelian variety, we have such dual ones, normal ones. And mixed motif, which is still conjecture, is people doing the category, existence of the category of mixed motif. It's still conjecture. And the people expect that this each cohomology functor might this linear category. Might factor this category. So each this, so this batch reality, this batch factor can be obtained by combining this map. This entire cohomology factor can be obtained by some factor which is called entire realizations. And this Dirac cohomology, okay, so this is just a factor. So any variety to associate Dirac cohomology, you can. People expect that this is obtained by combining these two factors. This is for the strength of this is generalization. And this is this kind of factor is called etalization. And this is Durand generalization. We have various generalization functors. So just think that this category of mixed motif is, this is very much bad explanation, but just think about that it's a kind of linearization of category of variety. It's a kind of something like that, it's kind of like that. Okay, so this is mixed motif. And I have to explain what is a mixed state motif. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I forgot to write mixed state motif. Mixed state motif. What is state motif? State motif is a. So that means any variety gives a motif, right? And especially if you take X. The easiest example, just a fine line minus zero. So this is not nothing. This is nothing. This is that GM. the image of affine life as zero. The corresponding motif, I mean that. This is people denote 2 minus 1, and this is the people. This is my explanation, what does it mean, tape motif? And next time I must explain what is mixtape motif. Mixtape motif is that any motif, or all motifs. So let me note here. This admits filtration, which is called wet filtration. The mixed state motif means that this each graded quotient in here, this quotient, it can be written only tape motif, appear tape motif. This is the definition of mixed state motif. So, mixed motif, category of mixed motif, this is still conjecture, and actually it's deep. But mixed state motif is a very, very special family of mixed motif. It's just a combination, I mean, iterated extension of state motif. Iterated extension of affine I minus zero. This is my explanation of mixed state motif. And actually, what is unramified? Maybe I should like clear it. What is unramified mixed state motif? This is quite axiomatic. But people like this is defined by TV. What does it mean? Unramified mixed state motif. This is a very special case of mixed state motif. Unramified, this is a quite special condition. Okay? For any variety, you can associate the motif. Okay, by x equals to m. Like that. That unramified means that the best way my explanation is etherealization. So you will get etherealization. Each ethyl motif, ethyl realization. So this is a factor, I don't know, ACL. Admits Gauss group actions. And the unramified mixed motif means that this gamma action is unramified. The unramified you may actually explain more. Gauss group contains inertia group for all prime number p, i2, i3, i5, for all prime number. Example, if you restrict to the Gauss group action to this inertia group, then the action is trivial. This is a condition to be unramified. So anyway, so the unramified mixed state motif is a very, very special family of mixed motif. And what is interesting is that category of mixed motif, this category was not constructed. Nobody knows the existence of this category of mixed motif. But what was known right now is that by the work of Boyevsky, Levin, Panagura, they construct triangular category. And this is a candidate of derived category of mixed motif. The derived category of mixed motif we know the existence. But we don't know the existence of the category at the heart. And what is...
Sorry, we know the existence
of derived category of mixed motif. But we don't know the heart. We don't know the core.
This more the derived category.
Yes.
Is included.
Maybe.
No, included in the inclusion side.
Here.
DLTM, which
is. Yeah. There is a DLTM. And here we can take
yeah.
So that. Yeah. And Vice Walk of Reading and also Dream and Gonchalo. We can hear. Okay, this category, the category we mix motif is still conjecture, but the category unrounded mixed state motif, this is a very special family of motif. This is constructed. And actually, it was shown that this forms a Kanakian category. So let me explain what does it mean, Kanakian category. The Kanakian category is this. It's like that. Categorically equivalent to a representation of some group scheme. This category from the Sanakian category, this means that you have a categorical equivalent for some group, some infinite dimensional directly. And this is actually, and this T is actually equal to the motivic algorithm. So I mean that the category of mixed state motif is categorically equivalent to the representation of the group, motivic algorithm. So that means that motivic algorithm knows all the structure of the category of mixed state motif. And what has proved that this is the work of Dorin and Gonchalo? They show construct an element, nice element here. This is the time R of P1 minus 3 points. This is the work of Dorin and Gonchalo. Is a subgroup, And by using the geometrical interpretation of the pentagon relation and hexagon relation, you can show that this Galois action, Mochelli Galois action, factors of Brochanic type. And I will explain this proof in the next section, but I have to give one more comment. Right? We have another proof, which is denoted here. So let me call this Kashiwa-Lebesgue group. Inclusion from Brochanic Taichinger group, the reduction. And actually, they are also expecting that this is equal. So, you have these pictures. Many groups appear. Darmshaft group, Kashiwa-Lebesgue group, Brochanic Taichinger group, and also Mochelli-Galois group. We have four groups, and all four are expected to be equal. But we know that we have. Brochanic Taichinger group is smaller than Kashiwa-Lebesgue group, and it is also smaller than Darmshaft group. So from now on, I will explain. Thank you. just finish my presentation, just recall definition of Bertrand Stiegler. The definition of Bertrand Stiegler is defined by three relations. Let me quickly write down the definition. And here, this means linear term vanish and quadratic term vanish. This satisfies three relations. That means is that the algebra? This is generator. And the relations are three. Yes. Okay. Amazing. they're running a client side, right?
So the key point is, of course, yours. Yeah. Not, and also the whole idea is yours. So no.
Thank you. creator is a series, and each coefficient appears multiple Z values. It's a series like this. The thing is not partition. This is a group like series. The constant term is 1. And the general term, they appear multiple Z values like this way. Converges if the last component E is greater than 1. So, let me explain what is the double-shuffle relation. The double-shuffle relation single index case, but you can easily generalize this program to multiple index. Just take two multiple data values and multiply by using power series expansion, and by this simple method, you can prove that if you take a product of two multiple data values, it can be decomposed as a linear summation of multiple data values. This is shuffle regression. I mean, series shuffle regression. There's another way to make reduce product to summations. This is actually essentially equivalent that this Winfred associator is group prime. If you write down clearly the condition that this is group prime, you will get another formula, product, which reduces two product to summations. For example, in the case of zeta A and zeta B, here.
Thank you.
one that can result the blessing of the result, case was and the father had approved that. Oh, sorry. This is Dasha. And what I have proved is that the relationship of double shuffle group and group can be set in the group. And I will explain the proof. How many minutes?
You started 46 minutes ago.
And one of the basic elements is this conjugate. collision is a homotopy invariant of the derivative integral of the function of M0 because it satisfies a basic identity of collision. So this element by element defines the dual of chi 1, that means this defines a map to N2. For m equal to 0, 5. We have also function which is called double polynomial function. You can also show that this is an element of bar element, and let me denote what some element may be extra. This gives us map. The proof is almost immediate once we get to know this. Just by direct calculation, you can show that. This is just identity among holomorphic functions to variable. This is analytic identity. The Cauchy triangle was this one. We use the second isomorphism. So you can get and the next stage is just evaluate. And here this stage just each time evaluate from first two sigmas. here you can show that this is the code room. This is almost the direct calculations. First the term. Here, this is the function when therefore. You can show that. The only difficult part is the last one. Here we need to somehow use pentagon. And we can show that in this situation. Here we use pentagon.
The double shuffle algebra, it's a graded algebra, right?
Right.
What is the dimension of the degree n piece?
Degree n piece? So, general nobody. So it is because you know that this is conjecture to me. Okay, this is an exponential of the algebra, which is 3, 5, 7.
Okay. No, but for the double shuffle algebra, the dimension is not known independent.
Because
it's a combinatorial definition, so it could be simpler. Well, okay.
But even the calculation with this one is hard, right? The same thing happened with the calculation with the algebra here. Well, it's hard. Maybe with the computer calculation with 12 or with 13, yeah, they. Here, this is 2, we are normalizing as x or